This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Anyway, let's get in and hear from Joe Farr. Joe, good to see the stocks are up big this morning, and we got some, you know, Moderna, I don't know how you pronounce that, was, you know, positive test results on COVID, so some strong statements.
Good morning for stocks.
Yeah, good morning. I think it just really speaks to the hope that I think is in the markets right now. I think a lot of people are in the country. A lot of people want to believe that we're going to come through this strong, and I think there's just a real encouraging tone in this. I think we got some rough water ahead because of earnings and some tough spots, but hopefully this is a good indication of things to come. Your thoughts?
Well, that's right. And yeah, I mean, we had talked about the things that might move the market in the days and weeks ahead, and it certainly is going to come from just what you said, that the degree of hope and excitement about the recovery and the level and pace of recovery. And today, this morning, the market's reacting to two very positive indicators of an ability to get past this coronavirus epidemic. And the first comes from Moderna, which announced a positive test for its vaccine, its COVID-19 vaccine. It said it produced antibodies in 100% of the recipients, and the level of the antibodies were equal to those who had recovered from the virus. So, you know, there's a very high degree of optimism for that. And then Fed Chair Powell on 60 Minutes last night in his interview provided some further commitments or continued commitments toward supporting the economy. And as a result, stocks are up over 800 points this morning. And unfortunately, MBS prices aren't down more than they are. They're just down a little bit. So very good morning for the stocks. Looking at last week, Dave, MBS prices fell a little bit during the week. Investors shifted to a less optimistic view of the economy, and stocks fell about as much last week as they're up today. They fell 720 points last week. Jerome Powell used terms like lasting damage and prolonged recession when he's talking about the possibilities, and called for a great deal more government support. So the things driving the market are not economic, although when you look at the data that came out last week, you certainly, if you looked at the retail sales numbers, you would agree that they too, you know, supported a shift to greater economic concern. We talked last week about the large amount of Treasury notes and bills to be auctioned. The response in the market was mixed in that the 10-year auction went pretty well, saw strong demand, and the 30-year auction, though, was fairly weak. Looking at this week, Dave, Rob mentioned some of the requirements of the CARES Act. One of the requirements he did not mention was that it calls for the Fed Chair Powell and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin to testify before the Senate on a quarterly basis. And that testimony is supposed to come on Tuesday. You know, Chairman Powell's been the one driving the market lately, so he's going to be in the spotlight again. So we'll see what he says there. And then we're bound to hear more about the vaccine as the week progresses. And if it loses the enthusiastic response that it got today, we're going to see some market reaction from that. The data includes housing starts and existing home sales this week. Housing starts are going to come out tomorrow and existing home sales on Thursday. And, you know, they're going to show us just how far the housing activity has slowed in April. And then, as has been the market driver, headline driver anyway, over the last few weeks, the weekly initial jobless claims, they're expected to show that they have dropped, but they're still expected to be 2.4 million, down from 3 million the week before. So that's my report, Dave.
Good job. Appreciate you being here, Joe, and giving us your perspective on the markets. Yeah, I agree. It's going to be there's some interesting market data that's coming out. I mean, economic data, but like you said, whole lot of other things driving this that are got our attention in a big, big way. Appreciate you, Joe Farr. Thank you so much for your good report. Before we go, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, as well as Mobility, as well as Modex, who are our guests today. We thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Check out all of our sponsors we want to continue on talking, but we're out of time, folks. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week. And share this podcast, please, with your friends and associates. Appreciate you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.